Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And a reminder that John O'Driscoll's book is called On Duty, Reflections on a Life in the Guards. Lots of people getting in touch to express their appreciation to John, but also to Donal, doing that very hard job talking about his brother who he so recently lost. Now, North Korea has test launched an intercontinental ballistic missile in yet another display of defiance by the regime. It flew for 86 minutes, the longest flight recorded yet. How concerned should we be about this? I'm joined on the line by former British Army officer and NATO nuclear defence commander Hamish de Breton Gordon. Hamish, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
So the first time that North Korea has tested a missile that has such powerful capabilities, tell us about it.
Well, I think the most significant thing is the increase in capability that the North Koreans have shown by flying this missile 7,000 kilometres. Just 12 months ago, they could only fire one 1,000 kilometres. So it now puts the US mainland well within range. And one wonders how they've had that leap in technical capability. I think everybody knows that North Koreans have provided millions of rounds of artillery ammunition to the Russians, and also a lot of missiles, and only this week, 12,000 troops. So it's pretty clear that the Russians are swapping nuclear and missile technology for those troops. And one worries that maybe the Russians have done the same with the Iranians, who are also trying to get a nuclear capability and has also provided artillery support. It's clear also that the North Koreans are looking to the US elections next week to make a statement. But I think this is a big concern. If they can throw a nuclear-capable missile 7,000 kilometres, then we need to have a really robust response to this.
So we need to look at this in a global context and never forget the role or potential role of Russia in this.
Oh, entirely. I think Russian DNA is all over it. They're desperately trying hard to take the focus off what's happening in Ukraine by putting it on the Middle East and of course, North Korea. And you know, Kim Jong-un is a tyrant, very similar in the similar mold to Putin. But the ability that we think they now have a nuclear-capable missile and a nuclear warhead to go on it, they probably only have very few. But still, this is a concern with nuclear proliferation in Iran as well. This is something the whole world needs to address as a priority amongst all the other threats that we're looking at, sadly, at the moment.
What should that look like, the world addressing this? What should happen?
Well, it needs a very determined response, ideally from the United Nations. And, you know, they are the ones who are charged with trying to prevent proliferation. But the United Nations have been pretty weak recently. One would expect a robust response from the Americans, because they're the only real people who can create power here, but they're absolutely focused on their own election. And Trump has a rather strange relationship with Kim Jong-un. So, but I think, you know, it's very important that Western governments like the Irish government, the British government, voice their concerns and make it very clear that we're watching it closely. And we'll do all we can to prevent further proliferation.
So what do you think the message is then to America on the eve of the election?
Well, I think the message is that North Korea and Kim Jong-un wants to flex their muscles in the Far East and wants to become a player. And, you know, he ideally wants to destabilize it. Hopefully, it is a wake-up call for the people in the States to realise that this is a threat right on their back doorstep, as it were, and they need to do something about it. Unfortunately, nuclear proliferation has been allowed to occur because everybody is focused on so many, you know, on a lot of internal politics. And it's time that, you know, those people who have an influence look a bit wider than their own shores to try and prevent these sort of things escalating, which could create, you know, a global conflict rather than just a regional conflict that might not affect us here in Europe or the people in the States. It will. It definitely will.
Hamish, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you for joining us. Hamish de Breton Gordon.